I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's hosting the world's largest vote. Joe Handley mentors Christian leaders in both Nepal and India. He explains.
Between April 11th, the other day, through the mid to late May, India is going through an election cycle, and people are voting for, you know, members of parliament as well as the parties to see who will control parliament in the future.
It's a power struggle with the ruling BJP, Hindu nationalists who aren't shy about their anti-Christian sentiment.
Many people are getting away with murder, atrocities, persecution.
So be praying, because with the BJP in power...
One of the Christian leaders I spoke with mentioned that it's getting very difficult to operate under normal circumstances. And so they're having to go covert with just normal activities that a year ago were really no problem.
And challenges are rising for the church in China as the government enforces strict regulations. In order to attend church, Christians have to put their name on record. Wendell Rovenstein from Bibles for China tells us,
when you go to a registered church, you're baptized in a registered church, and your name goes on record that you're a Christian. So those people really have a lot of spiritual stamina to be willing to put their name on the record. The religious freedom that exists over there is non-existent.
You can still help the spread of the gospel in China. Give to Bibles for China and pray for believers as they face religious freedom challenges. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.